Hello and welcome to Frontier Fiction, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We're coming to you all the way from the frozen north. It's not easy to stay sane in Alaska, so we get to gather with one of our favorite pastimes to let the voices in our heads out to play. My name's Colton and I've been DMing this campaign.
My name is Anna and I'll be playing Maeve, or maybe not. We'll see.
Not really. I'm playing Maeve.
I usually play Maeve.
My name is Veda, and I've been playing Solana.
My name's Zeb, playing Maddox.
Wacy, Dacian, if I play him this this recording, this episode, that's what I'm looking for.
Right, so there have been a couple of small changes, and our table looks very different than it normally does right now. The same amount of chairs is there, but one of them's empty. There's also a speaker set up and a laptop and a webcam, and the speaker has disco lights that are just nonstop pulsing off of it, even though it's not that exciting right now.
And Veda's crowding my elbow space.
Yeah.
To clarify, that made it sound like someone died, but no one died. No one Everyone died. Is alive.
I mean, a lot of people died, but nobody that we immediately know.
Or at least... at this table.
At this table. No one at this table died.
There you go.
If somebody in your life died, I'm sorry. That's nothing to joke about. Stop
and
laughing, Veda.
Sorry, it's just like... we should just stop talking about it.
You have to talk about grief, Veda. It's an important part of the healing process.
No.
The subconscious and into the conscious, and it'll stop bothering your dreams.
You need to address it.
Well,
so, namely, you guys can't see. It's all very silly, though. But Zeb is not sitting at the table with us. Zeb, where the heck are you?
Right now, I'm sitting in a house.
Not too different, then.
Okay, that makes sense. We should check and make sure it's not this one. Zeb?
You upstairs?
Hello! Let me out!
Is there a voice in the basement?
Never left.
No, right now I'm in Oregon. I've been here for a couple weeks now, and I'll be here for a while longer. So we're trying to kind of work out some stuff. This is our first time ever doing D&D remotely like this. Feels weird, but... okay. Yeah, Anna's shaking her head. Yes, I can only see two people at a time with cameras. So and my camera's not even working, so none of them can see my face.
Honestly, Anna, oh, push your computer off the now. Table.
It's real close.
I will say it's wonderful to see y'all's faces. That feels very nice. Miss you guys. I hope things are going well. It feels weird that I'm doing this on recording.
It is super weird.
Yeah, so we're kind of messing around today with using Zoom and a laptop and a mic speaker kind of attached to the laptop over on your end and broadcasting the my voice into the microphone over there. So it's multi-layered. So we're just kind of trying to see if that'll work even.
So far with our limited testing, it sounds okay. I love some feedback from the audience on this. And at the same time, please give us patience as internet in Alaska and technology are three words that are challenging when combined. So we'll see how it shakes out. And there's going to be days where we just lose Wi-Fi and have to figure out how to roll with that. So.
Oh, good point.
Yep. So far, so good, though. Hey, how's, I have not spoken with Zeb voice to voice, person to person since he's departed. How's Oregon?
It's good. It's awesome to see people that I know here that I haven't seen in several years. It's a little slower than I anticipated. I'm the kind of person where if I don't have structure, I don't necessarily thrive. I end up kind of wasting a lot of time, but I have done a lot of thinking. I've done some work on some of the projects that some of you know about that I'm working on.
Cool.
But, you know, soaking up a lot of time with family and friends here. So either way, it's been a wonderful break from what I was doing over there, other than you guys.
So it hasn't been a wonderful break from us.
Nope.
Namely because you're stuck talking to us right now.
That's right. I went thousands of miles and I still can't get away. Oh, I do have an update that even you guys don't know about.
Okay.
In May, I'm going to be going on a fishing boat seining for... Was that a notification on the computer? Or did I cut out?
That was a notification on the computer.
Okay. In May. So I'll be coming back over to... In May 26th, so I'll be going back to Homer like on the 20th or something. Spend a few days there before I head out. And that'll be for like 70 days or something.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying we need to crank out about 30 episodes.
In 6 days.
8-hour days. Everybody take it off work.
Right. Well, 70 days, let's see. That's 10 episodes, right? One a week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And one of those we can do in person when I come there beforehand.
Perfect.
Cool. Or all 10 of them.
That'll be cool.
Sweet.
10-hour days. Huh. Let's go.
Okay. Cool. You have to fill us in a little more on that later.
Sure. Maybe.
Maybe. Hmm. Give me a chance to talk you out of it.
Talk me out of going fishing.
Wasey's done the fishing thing before.
Yeah. Well, it's just seining, so I'm really not even doing the fishing. The seiner is just collecting fish from the other people that actually fish.
Oh, you're tendering?
No, he's seining.
Oh, yeah, sorry, tendering.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dude, that's a sweet gig.
Yeah, there you go.
Very cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, I couldn't do seining because of my back.
Yeah,
it's so, a lot.
I was going to say, you probably don't want to do that.
Yeah, I would have wanted you to talk me out of that. I have my back there, AC.
You're welcome.
I don't think that's good for you, man.
No, I don't.
Already thinking about staging an intervention.
We get him for a couple of days before he leaves. Like, we gotta stop him.
Who are you fishing for? Let me talk him out of hiring you.
I will go for you. Well, that's pretty much
only real news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So we're going to roll with the punches and see what this looks like for just cutting episodes as we have been. It's going to feel different at the table, but we've all gotten used to recording ourselves playing Dungeons & Dragons so we can get used to this. And as we move towards... probably kind of towards the closing arc of this campaign, or at least in that direction, we'll see what direction we're going to take next as far as who's DMing, which world it could be in. Anna just pointed at Beta. Yeah, Beta just shook her head yes. So
no! She was so excited. It was adorable.
It's my mistake. I guess she shook her head no. It just looked a little different because this is a recording. So we'll see which direction it goes.
Are you still panicking?
Yes.
Her palms are sweaty. All right. Do you guys have anything you'd like to add or talk about?
I would say Zeb is more enthusiastic than I've ever seen, considering he is now a speaker. He has like rainbow flashy lights that vary in frequency and duration, and it's just it's very energetic. I'm going to need you to calm down, Zeb.
Don't listen to her. Zeb just sent us a rainbow emoji.
Emoji, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he took it
away.
The
best I can do.
At least it was static, Anna, instead of flashing.
It is better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for joining us in tonight's adventurous discussion. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Alaska Standard Time to catch the next exciting installment of Frontier Fiction. I, again, am Colton, and I have been DMing this second campaign and season.
I'm Anna, and I have been playing Maeve for the first time.
Oh, is Veda on that side of me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you moved. I was after Veda.
Well, I messed up the order last time.
My name is Zeb, and I've just been playing Zeb this episode, really, right?
Yeah.
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 And I'm Veda, and I play Solana in this podcast.
Wacy, being myself-ish, kind of.
Being selfish.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Bye.
Toodles.
No!
See you guys next time.
Toodles!
Keep your stick on the ice.